Please take note that our final hymn today will also be the same, 203 instead of 210. I invite you now to read along with me the one verse that we have for our devotion text this morning, and that is from Psalm 23, verse 4. Let us read it together. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thank you for these words of truth, O Lord, and now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My office is located out on 6 Browns Court, the seminary building. I happen to have a very nice view of the Minnesota River Valley, and I want to invite you to come on out and take a look sometime. Just don't all come at the same time. I don't have a good lock on my door. But I've got to say this, that it's often only when a visitor comes to the office that I maybe take the time to really look at the spectacular view that's there in front of me all the time. And as I do look out over the valley, there are times where I'll be squinting to try to see something on the other side of the valley. I'm looking for the steeple of my home congregation, Peace Lutheran Church, way up on the far end of Lookout and Commerce Drive. Trying to see if I can make that out in the distance. Well, as you probably guessed, I can't. But I still find myself there, standing there, often looking, especially on a clear day. Am I able to see it? What are you and I looking at? As we view the valley that's really before us that David talks about in this very familiar psalm with us. David, you know, had served as a shepherd boy for many years in his life, and certainly knew very well the characteristics of sheep, how they would wander and so on, meander off the path, get into danger as they'd go into that valley. He knew the importance of having a real leader that way for comfort, guidance. This psalm has brought tremendous comfort, hasn't it, for millions of people down through the years. And not just at funeral times either. Old Testament believers and New Testament believers. And especially for New Testament believers, we think also of a parallel, don't we? In John chapter 10, where Jesus says of himself, I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for the sheep. There is nothing that can give us greater confidence as we're walking along, even down in the valley of life. Nothing that gives us greater confidence than to know that the shepherd, the one leading, is the one who goes to crucifixion for us, the stumbling, bumbling sheep. And he says to us in John 10, he says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The verse before us reminds us that there are certainly obstacles along the way. There are the valleys, right? And no matter what age it may be that God lets us live to, whether it's a proverbial 70 or 80 or beyond, or maybe it's a lot younger than that, whatever time it is, there's the valley. And we might say the valleys too, because there's just dark moments in our life that we go through. And so the question is, again, what are we looking at? As we view the valley that's out ahead of us, and we don't know everything about that valley yet for our own situation as we travel. David is letting us know right here through inspiration from God. He's letting us know that there is a victory view of the valley. Yes, we could put it this way. There is a dangerous walk ahead, but it is a confident walk with our head. That is our true shepherd head. Breaking into the serenity of this psalm, and think of all of the other verses in this psalm, what a peaceful picture there is there. But breaking into the serenity, there's suddenly the thought of darkness, death. We could view it this way, that there is the matter of lying down on green grass near the bubbling brook Everything's so peaceful, and all of a sudden there is this compound Hebrew word in verse 4 of Psalm 23, a word that basically comes from two Hebrew words, shadow and death, or darkness and death. What is the darkness, the danger, even death itself that may be lurking as we carry on our walk? I don't know how many of you here have been to Death Valley. I've been to Death Valley, California once in my life. I don't really want to go back again. But Death Valley, you know, has supposedly the lowest part in the United States, below sea level, 282 feet below at the lowest point, and carrying a record high temperature of 134 degrees Fahrenheit. Did you know that the valley was named by gold miners after the 1849 gold rush? When many of them, as they were out there looking for that glittery ore and what it would mean for their life, lost their lives going through the valley. So they called it Death Valley. It is one of the valleys which can so easily lead us to an eternally fiery hot experience, the temptation for us to be so preoccupied with searching for the so-called pot of gold in this world, while not enriching ourselves with things spiritually and eternally. God warned the children of Israel that when the time would come, as they were going into that beautiful land of Canaan and they would become prosperous, here's what he said to them: "Then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." Are there college grads today that are very successful when it comes to the ways of the world, but as they've walked along in their life and gone through the valleys, they got their eyes in a different direction, not looking at the shepherd? Might another shadowy darkness be some kind of a pesky sin that we keep falling into again and again? In fact, sometimes we seem to like to do this, even though we know that it doesn't meet with the approving glance of the one who's leading the flock. And then too, could it be the terrifying thought, could this be one of the darknesses out there for us? The real valley, the terrifying thought of being in a casket one day, especially after having experienced at a graveside ceremony a box being lowered into the ground with the body of a loved one. To all of these temptations of sin and doubt, to all the threats and the dangers out there that dot the valley before us, we can know, though, there is a victory view of the valley. There's a victory view ahead. How can we be sure of that? We can be sure of that because of what our good shepherd does, what he uses. He uses some tools. You see, these tools are not just so that they're showing us the good shepherd's with us. This is really how the good shepherd is with us, his rod and his staff. What confidence we have as the means of grace, the word and sacrament are with us in our life, giving us daily the forgiveness of our sins. What we desperately need, God gives us freely, because of his great love and because of the work of himself. And there too, in rod and staff, word and sacrament, he also gives us assurances, doesn't he? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. He gives us another assurance and says, nothing at all can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Put it this way, we stumbling, bumbling sheep that we are, would easily find ourselves right up there at the brink of Hell's Canyon, ready to tumble right over, but an amazing thing happens. Right there, as we're ready to go down, the Good Shepherd is there, right in front of us. But more, the Good Shepherd becomes a lamb. He becomes one of the sheep for every one of us. And he does the tumble eternally. He suffers damnation in the place of us all. Talk about a powerful rescue. And what great love we have on the part of the shepherd. No wonder then we can say confidently, as his rod and staff, word and sacrament are used in our life, we can say, yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, what in the world would I ever lack? Nothing at all. I said that I'm unable to see the cross on the steeple there at Peace Lutheran Church across the valley up in the North Mankato side. But you know, you and I can be certain that as we're going through any valley of our life, whatever it will be, and whether it's the final time, the valley of death itself, you and I can be sure that there's the cross of Jesus Christ. We are seeing it through rod and staff, word and sacrament. We have the shepherd with us. And because of the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord, that stand as a solid steeple of salvation ever pointing us upward, we have reason to always have hope. He has given us his rod and staff and has promised this: I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. You know, we happen to have two interesting major travel arteries in the Mankato area. One is called Lookout, and the other is called Victory Drive, back behind me here. It's interesting. Think about those two arteries, the names, when it comes to this particular verse before us. Yeah, we have to have a lookout. There's the valley. There's dangers out there. But boy, do we have the victory. We have the victory view of the valley through the work and care of our good shepherd. Lift up your heads and get a good view. And stop over at the seminary too if you want. God's blessing to each one of you. Amen. We continue with prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, out of your fatherly goodness, you have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him. And trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him. From our hearts, obey his voice and obtain eternal salvation through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.